Here's a place dear to me, where I'm longing to be, with my friends at that old country church, where with mother we went, and our Sundays were spent, with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy, when I knelt at that old country church. Where with Jesus above, with His wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Oh, precious,
precious years,
a memory,
sweet memory.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me.
They bring to me.
How I long,
how I long
once more to be,
once more to be
with my friends at that old country church.
Welcome to the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this firing station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you by the means of radio. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, we're on the air. That's right, every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, right here on C103. Again, we pray that this broadcast is a blessing to each and every one of you. We like to give you directions to our church so you can come out and pay us a visit. If you're coming from Mount Orb, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles, till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service nights are Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right, every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Again, we want to send this broadcast out to our faithful contributors, the ones that makes this broadcast possible, because without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday morning like we do. We want to give a shout-out to Harold and Louise Brummett right there in Buford, Ohio. Appreciate Brother Harold and Sister Louise and all they do at the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. We want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes in West Union. Amen. And all that she does, and faithful listener, faithful contributor. We want to send it out also to Sister Anita and Vance Allen from Blanchester, Ohio. Faithful contributor, faithful listener, every Sunday right here on the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. Again, if you'd like to be a contributor, or you enjoy the broadcast, you like what you're hearing, we'd like to know about it. We'd like to hear from you. We're going to give you an address for you to jot down and send us a letter. Stop and take a moment, sit down and drop down and let us know what how you've enjoyed the broadcast, if your life been changed, and if you the likes, the dislikes about the broadcast, and also if you got a prayer request you want us to pray over, we'd be glad to do that. Send all correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. Again, our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. And we can get that, read it, pray over the prayer request, and give you a holler out on the radio. Also, if you'd like to know more about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, we've got a website. We'd like for you to go to it, learn more about us, find out about what we're about, what we do, the activities. And it's got our constitution on there. You can find out what we believe and how we believe. Go to our website at www.5milehc.org. Again, it's www.5milehc.org. You can go to that website, and on the home link, we've got a sermon link there. You click on that, and you can hear the radio broadcast 7 days a week. That's right. If you miss it on a Sunday, you can go back on the website there, and we replay that throughout the month. So we try to update that monthly, so that's a good instrument there for you to go to. And also, we have a calendar website there that you can click on and learn about what's going on here at the 5 Mile Holiness Church. We've got a photo gallery. You can see all the faces and the people that comes here and learn more about us. So, again, we have just celebrated 2 years. 2 years on C103, and it's a great privilege to come to you by the means of radio. We want to continue to keep our broadcast going, but we'd like to hear from you so that we know we're reaching folks out there and touching lives. And we pray that the Lord continues to bless our little church. We're going to get into the Word of God today. I don't have any announcements to give as far as any upcoming events. Just had our homecoming, and the Lord blessed us with the homecoming, and had a packed out crowd and just a historical service. I mean, it just probably would be in our minds for years to come. It was a great Holy Ghost move of God, packed out house and churches from all over the tri-state. It was really a great success. But since that time, we haven't scheduled anything. So just come out and pay us a visit on Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Three nights a week, you can come out and pay us a visit and listen at us on the radio every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock. Let's get into the Word of God in the book of Revelations. In the book of Revelations, chapter 3. Revelations, chapter 3. Amen. This is when John, amen, began to take the message to the seven churches of Asia. And this one particular church, amen, the church of Laodicea, I want to read about them. I want to go over it in the 14th verse, Revelation chapter 3, verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and the witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, and increased with goods, have need of nothing, I knowest not that thou art wretched, and are miserable, and are poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy me of gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, and that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thy eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I have also overcame, and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time today, I want to preach to you out there in radio land on simply neither cold nor hot. Simply neither cold nor hot. Amen. Notice the writing here. Amen. The Lord came, amen, through the prophet John to speak to the church here, the church of the Laodiceans. He spoke to them, amen, with a sobering thought. He said, I know thy works. First of all, let's look at that. I know thy works. My friend, God knows everything about us. Everything that we do in the morning, everything we do at our bedside, all throughout our lives, God knows about us. Amen. He said, but I know that you're neither cold nor hot. Amen. But he said, you're lukewarm. Therefore, because thou art lukewarm, I will spew you out of my mouth. I tell you, there's some things that I've had in this life that's been disappointing. Amen to me and my family. But the most disappointing thing that could ever happen to you is to hear the Lord say, amen, spew you out of His mouth. When God no longer deals with you and God no longer works with you, my friend, you're all alone and by yourself. But God give them hope. Amen. When He said, amen, if thou will repent, be zealous therefore and repent. Amen. Because I stand at the door and knock. If any man open the door, I will come in and sup with him and he with me. Amen. But I want you to know in this passage of Scripture, amen, that God brings out 3 points in their lukewarmness. Amen. And that's what I want to preach on today, neither cold nor hot. Amen. There's 3 points that God brings out in their lukewarmness. He said, first of all, He said, amen, that you're poor, you're wretched. Amen. He said, amen, praise God, you are naked and you're blind. Oh my, amen, sounds like someone's in a bad condition there. Amen. But God said, if you will repent, I'm at the door. I'm standing at the door. I'll come in and sup with you. I'll receive you unto myself. Amen. He goes on to say in the latter part of this chapter, He said, he that overcometh, he will sit down in my throne even as I overcome and sit down with my Father's throne. I want you to know, my friend, God is merciful. Amen. He is full of tender mercy, compassion, and love. He wants you, amen, to come to Him. He wants to save you from the, amen, the damnation of hell. Amen. But I want you to know God will not tolerate, amen, a lukewarm condition. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, what is a lukewarm condition? Amen. God showed here the church of the Laodiceans. Amen. He said, you have forgotten, amen, that you were poor and wretched. Let's look at that first. Today we've got to understand who we are and what we are. It's not by our doings what we are today. It's by the help and the grace of God that we are what we are today. Amen. You didn't get those things you have today by your own ability. Amen. God give you the strength and the health to get up and work and provide. And God work things in your life to have those job opportunities. Amen. Because see, God's in control. Not you. It's all in God's hands. But God, amen, blesses the world and all its creation. Amen. The Bible said it rains on the just and on the unjust. Amen. That's right. But listen here. When God comes knocking on your door, amen, and turns the light on your life, amen, and shows you where you're coming up short, my friend, He's given you time to make it right. He's given you that appointed time to say, Lord, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. Amen. Notice here, He's giving them reconciliation. He's telling them, amen, He's appointing their shortcomings. Amen. But He said, if you'll repent, amen, I'll come into you. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Let's realize today that we're wretched and poor. Amen. Not so much poor in material things, because the United States of America is a very blessed country. Amen. We've got everything within our, amen, resources, amen, within our hands reach. We've got anything we want, desire, and need. Amen. But we've got exalted in ourselves. We no longer have humbled ourselves before God. Amen. We put all the, amen, the credit in ourselves and our own success. It's by our doing. But listen, my friend, it's by God's hand and mercy that you've done the things that you've done. So let's realize this morning that we're poor. Amen. The Bible said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 1, When Jesus spoke on the Mount of Olives, one of the great messages of our Lord and Savior, amen, He began to proclaim blessings to the people, amen, but He applied conditions. He said, blessed is the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. But let's look at Matthew 5 and 3. He said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. You want a home in glory. You want to go from this life into the next life. You've got to have that poor in spirit. He promised you there in Matthew 5, there's a blessing for those that are poor in spirit. Amen. Humility. Amen. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Realize, amen, we're nothing, amen, in ourselves. Paul said, I can do nothing in myself, but I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. It's through by the Lord that we've done what we've done, but I want to preach to you out there. Amen, on neither cold nor hot. Amen, but a lukewarm condition. Amen, my God's going to get the last say. Amen, but oh, glory be to God, we've got an opportunity today, amen, to make things right in our lives. Amen. Let's go on a little further here. Notice point number two. When he said to the church, you're wretched and you're poor, he said, but realize you're naked before me. Amen. That's right. You're naked before the Lord. Somebody said, well, I've got by with it, preacher, all these years. There ain't nothing happened to me, preacher. Amen. Who even believes there's even a God? I want you to know there, my friend. Amen. God's going to get the last say. He'll let you go on through life. Amen. For he said, I've set before you good and evil, and life and death, and choose this day whom thou wilt serve. God's given every man an opportunity to make things right. Amen. But at the end of the day, when death comes and takes us away, and brother, I want you to know death is sure, and it's going to happen. For the Bible said it's once appointed unto man to die, and after this the judgment. Oh, you're going to die, my brethren. When you die, you'll stand before God and give an account. Let's read that today. He said we're naked before the Lord, the Bible said in Hebrews 4 and 12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit, and the joints and the marrow of the bone, and the discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. Listen at the Bible. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and open in the eyes of Him who sent you. Brother, God knows exactly what you've done in this life. Amen. And He's keeping a record of the things that we've done, whether they be good or whether they be evil. Oh, brother, I want you to know today the eyes of the Lord are going to and fro. He's looking over the earth and He sees a people, amen, that loves Him, and He sees a people that worship Him. Amen, but it grieves the Lord's heart when He sees a nation, amen, that's turned their back on Him. Amen, that's why I felt like telling you today. Today is a day of opportunity. Today is a day of grace and mercy. Right now is the time to, amen, call on the name of the Lord. Amen, it's because He stands at the door and knocks on your soul. He's wanting you to come into Him. Him come into you and talk and sup with you. Amen. The Lord desires that communication, that relationship with man. From the very beginning of time, God would come down in the cool of the day. Amen. He would talk with Abraham and they would have a conversation. Amen. But over time, my brother, sin came by. And sin is the separator between God and man. I want you to know out there today, amen, sin is the separator You want to have that relationship with God? Amen. Then you got to stop sinning. You got to say, Lord, forgive me, a sinner. Amen. Turn from your wicked ways and say, Lord, I'm sorry. And live godly and soberly and righteously in this present world. Amen. How can I do that, preacher? You can't do it by yourself. You got to have the Lord. Amen. Guiding your hand. You got to have the Spirit of the Lord in your life. You've got the Word of God as a road map. You've got the Word of God as an instructor. Amen. To teach you in all the ways of truth. There is no excuse today for men not to know about salvation. There is no excuse today for men to be lukewarm in this. Amen. You know what causes men to become lukewarm in the church age today? Amen. Because they become complacent. Amen. In their lifestyle. Amen. They become cold and indifferent in their spirit. They no longer, amen, have that desire and that zeal to worship God. Amen. They no longer long for that moment with God in prayer. Amen. They're busy with this and they're busy with that. Amen. But I want you to know, my friend, He still is standing with open arms. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. He's wanting to take the church into Himself. He died. He sent His only Son and died on a cross. Amen. Paid that ransom for our sins. Amen. The Bible said you're not your own, but you've been bought with a price. Jesus Christ paid the price at Calvary so we can have life and have it more abundantly. Amen. Anybody out there want eternal life? Amen. You can have it today through the Lord Jesus Christ. But let's realize this morning who we are. Amen. I don't want to be in that lukewarm condition. I want to be on fire for God. I want to be doing about the Father's business today. Whatever He wants me to do, that's what I want to do. I want you to hear me today. He came to this church and He said to the Laodicean, He said to them, amen, you're neither hope cold, or neither are you hot, but you're lukewarm. You're clay, man. You're wretched and poor and naked. Amen. Praise be to God. Amen. And He said, you're blind. Amen. That's what I want to talk about now. In the next few minutes of this broadcast, I want to sum it up. Amen. I told you we got to realize we're poor and humble ourselves before God. We got to realize we're naked in all that we do are before God's eyes. Nothing hid that won't be revealed. Nothing in secret that won't be brought open. Amen. But I want to talk to you now about being blind. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, that's the most scariest of it all. I mean, it's one thing to be exalted in yourself and then realize who you really are. And then it's another thing to be naked before others and realize your shame and get clothed. Amen. But friend, to be blind and not know where you're going and not know where you're headed. Friend, that's a scary thought today. Amen. But when the Word of God said you're blind, He's referring to blind spiritually. Not realizing the day that you live in. Not realizing, amen, that salvation is before you. Not realizing there's hope of a better tomorrow. I bet you stumble along on your own deeds and you're swallowed up in your own perdition. You, amen, made up your mind. I'm going my way. But the Bible said the ways, amen, of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. The wages of sin is death. Oh, praise be to God. Listen, the Bible said there's a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. I don't want to go down that road. Amen. But my friend, I want to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ. Let Him guide my steps. Let Him lead my way. The Bible said the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. I want to preach to you out there today on this final point, on neither cold nor hot. He said, in your lukewarm condition, you're blind. Amen, you're blind. Amen, the Bible said, amen, here in John, Jesus heard that they cast a man out and found him. Said unto him, dost thou believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, who is the Lord that I might believe in him? Jesus said unto him, thou hast both seen him, and it's he that talketh to thee. Jesus was standing right there talking to the man, and the man didn't know it was the Lord. But in verse 38, the Bible said, and he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, for judgment I come into the world, that they which see might see. They which see might not see, and they which see might be made blind. And the same Pharisee which saw him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? Jesus said unto them, if ye were blind, ye should have no sin. But now ye say, we see, therefore sin remaineth. What does that mean, preacher? Jesus said, you think you can see, but you're blind. And those that are blind to the world, they're the ones that can see. Jesus came not into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He's trying to open up the eyes of the blind. The world that's going through day in and day out, they don't realize the day that they're living in. The last days are upon them. A judgment day is just ahead. He said, I come into the world to execute judgment. Amen. To bring men out of sin. Amen. To turn those that feel like they can see. Amen. Make them blind. Make them blind for what? Make them blind to the world. Make them blind to the cares of the world. Make them blind and all the material thereof. Amen. The Bible said to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. For if any man love the world, the love of the Father there's not in him. Amen. I said, God, today strike me blind, not physically, but spiritually. Let me look that straight and narrow way. Help me to follow the path that you've already made. See, friend, it's not my way, but it's his way. I can't tell you, amen, I can't make you come this way, but you gotta make up your mind that you're going to live for God for yourself. How about it today? If the Lord will come by today to your house and find you today. Amen. Would he find you in a lukewarm condition? Would he find you hot? Or would he find you cold? Oh, listen at this old time preacher. I want to be ready when the Lord comes. Let's hear the word of the Lord and be a doer of the word. Oh, this is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. Oh, with the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, giving a plea today here over the radio waves for you, my friend. Amen. He's coming to the door and knocking, as he did in this church age. And he's standing today knocking on your heart. Come unto me. Come unto me, and I'll give you rest. Oh, my friend, let's get hot for the Lord. Let's move for the Lord. Let's not let God find you in a lukewarm condition. No concern, no worry. Amen, and catch you unaware. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin with the 5 Mile Holiness Church. Until we meet again next week at 11 o'clock, may the Lord richly bless you. Is my prayer.